From Tidbits on December 15th, 2014, this is Take Control of Pages Documents Apple's Writing Triumvirate, written by Michael E. Cohen. In the closing months of 2013, Apple introduced new versions of the iWork apps, Pages, Numbers, and Keynote, and bundled them for free with all new Macs and iOS devices. The initial joy sparked by the free apps was replaced with consternation when longtime users discovered that the revised iWork apps were complete rewrites with fewer capabilities, new file formats incompatible with the old apps, and redesigned user interfaces. But where many saw chaos and confusion, Tanya and Adam Engst saw opportunity, one that would begin to satisfy the many reader requests they had received over the years for Take Control titles about Apple's iWork apps. They decided to tackle Pages first, and because I was available, interested, and had experience with word processing and layout apps that stretched back to before the Mac was born, they tapped me to write it. We felt that such a book would take a long time to finish, and that preparing it would be challenging because Apple had promised frequent updates to restore missing features and add new ones. We devised a plan to write an initial draft of a Take Control of Pages book that covered just the basics. We'd sell it as a pre-book and issue new installments regularly that would contain both revisions and new material. Purchasers of the pre-book, no matter when they bought their copies, would receive these new installments for free as they were released. Adam described the plan in Tidbits in his article Experimenting with Take Control of Pages Pre-Book on LeanPub, published in February of 2014. This came out when Take Control Books released the first pre-book installment. 7 installments, 1,100 readers, and nearly a year later, Take Control of Pages has grown up into a real book. Now that my work is done, well, for now, I wanted to share with you some reflections based on the deep dive that I took into Pages. It's about iCloud and multiple devices. Yes, Pages on the Mac is a word processor and layout program that can suit the needs of a wide range of users. But if you're using it only on a Mac and not taking advantage of its close integration with its iOS sibling apps and with iCloud, you're missing Apple's point. That is, Apple is using Pages to demonstrate to both developers and customers how iCloud serves not just as a digital hub for photos and music, but as a hub for documents too. One that related apps running on Apple, any of Apple's hardware platforms, can use to provide a smooth, if not completely frictionless, user experience. If Apple's long-term multi-device cloud-based goal wasn't apparent before the advent of Handoff in iOS 8, and OS 10.10 Yosemite, it is now. Rational people could argue about how well Apple is measuring up to its cloudy ambitions, or whether it's heading in the right direction in terms of iCloud and multi-device compatibility. However, it can't be denied that, as it stands today, Pages does work as a multi-device, cloud-based word processing platform. Not perfectly, but certainly well enough to be useful. I had to rely on Apple's multi-device cloud-based compatibility promise throughout the composition of the book. On many days, I had multiple documents shuttling repeatedly between my Mac, 2 iPads, an iPhone, and the Pages web app in Safari. Though I encountered various obstacles from time to time, frustrating when they happened, but always short-lived, I found that Apple had delivered on its promise. This is part of Apple's core strategy. The company wants to sell you multiple Apple devices, and one of the ways it hopes to sell you them to you is to make you feel confident that you can get at your digital stuff from any of its devices. That, as much as anything, explains the new Pages. It's deeper than it looks. The features that Pages lost from its previous version in the 5.0 rewrite provoked such loud outcries that it almost sounded like Pages had devolved into little more than text edit with a shinier interface. And make no mistake, a lot of stuff was lost. But what remained still had a lot of capabilities, though sometimes subtle and easy to miss. For example, take list styles. In Pages 4, you could apply list settings to any paragraph. But doing so overrode the paragraph's underlying style. If you defined or redefined the paragraph style to incorporate the list settings, all the paragraphs using that paragraph style also took on those list settings. Pages 5 separates list settings from paragraph styles. List styles now contain the list settings you make. You can apply the same list style to different paragraphs with different paragraph styles, and that list style won't override any of those paragraph styles. Decoupling list settings from paragraph styles makes it easier to construct complex lists and structured documents. Or take object styles, which enable you to take an object, like a circle or photo, apply border settings, fill color, shadow, and what have you, and then save those settings as a style, so that later you can apply the style to another object, such as a triangle or a pasted graphic. Voila! The new object now has the same border settings, fill color, shadow, and what have you. Pages 5 may not have all the bells and whistles of Pages 4, but it offers quite a few gongs and flutes of its own. Stuff I like. There were the features that I just found fun or interesting to play with. One such feature is the ability to collaborate in real time in Pages for iCloud. I've done such real-time collaborative writing using the Google Docs scores of times, but for some reason doing it in Pages felt more comfortable to me. Perhaps it was the fact that I was working in Pages itself, not Pages for Mac, but the web app at iCloud.com, which looks and acts just enough like Pages for Mac to make me feel at home. I also like Pages 5's improved change tracking and commenting features. They work as well as Word's change tracking and commenting, but that's not what I liked. I mean, really, who can like having to deal with change tracking? It was the bendy change lines that tickled my fancy. Yes, it was eye candy, but also easier to work with than Word's approach. I have grown fond of the single context-sensitive inspector panel approach that Pages 5 takes. In Pages 4, I littered my screen with inspector windows so I could get to the settings I wanted quickly. But without a 27-inch iMac screen to hold all those windows in my document, I'd have been lost. In Pages 5, I can't see all the settings at once, but I can get quickly to the settings that are relevant to what I'm doing at the moment. And more important, I can work on a much smaller screen. There's stuff I don't like. That's not to say I'm totally a Pages fanboy. There are holes in its abilities to make me mutter bad words. For example, after a full year of Pages 5 updates, there is still no text box linking and no navigable document bookmarks. The lack of the former makes building a simple newsletter a more challenging task. And without bookmarks, you can't make a clickable cross-reference, which is a showstopper if you want to use Pages to produce anything but the most basic EPUB books. There still isn't a mail merge function in Pages 5, although Apple has included just enough AppleScript support to make it possible. But unless you really want to roll your own mail merge AppleScript feature for Pages, you have to go to an external site, albeit one recommended by Apple, to get the necessary script application, and you have to use a numbers spreadsheet in conjunction with your Pages document. Clunky, kludgy, and very non-Apple-like. Then there's the table of contents feature, which does work, but in my experience, not very reliably nor predictably. Sometimes table of contents entries don't have the formatting they should. This is one area where Apple's QA folk should devote some attention. And finally, explain to me why, at this late date, you still can't edit formulas and table cells using Pages for iOS. Heck, you can do that even in the web app. Is Pages for you? Who knows? It depends on the kind of work you need to get done and the people you work with. Obviously, if you work for a company that has standardized on Microsoft Office, you'd be foolish to use Pages for work, even though Pages is quite good at importing and exporting Word documents. Nor does the right tool for me much of the time either, for the same reason. In fact, I wrote Take Control of Pages in Nisus Writer Pro, since that app currently sits at the center of the Take Control publishing system. But I have enjoyed using Pages this past year more than I expected to, and sometimes I find myself thinking of projects I can use it for. I wouldn't hesitate to recommend it to anyone who wants to have a good general-purpose word processor and layout app around for those times when such a thing would come in handy, especially anyone who owns multiple Apple devices that it can run on. If you do use Pages, I hope you'll consider buying my book. It is the most comprehensive documentation available about Pages 5.5 in Yosemite, Pages 2 in iOS, and Pages for iCloud. And I think you'll find it useful when trying to figure out how the new and changed features in Pages work. Meanwhile, I'm eager to see where Apple will go with Pages next. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Michael Cohen, and thanks for listening.